the Frightened Kitten, written by Holly Webb and read by Phyllida Nash.
Chapter 1. Make sure you wrap it up carefully, Kate told Maddie, stuffing an armful of bubble wrap into her best friend's lap. Maddie nodded, smoothing it out and starting to wind it round the photo frame. Ben looks gorgeous in this picture, she said, her voice a bit wobbly. Kate nodded. He always does. But that's my favourite photo of him. Maddie stared down at the photo. She was in it too. It had been taken last summer and showed her and Kate with Kate's huge black cat, Ben, sitting on the picnic rug between them. He was almost as tall as they were when the girls were sitting down. She laughed with surprise as a hard head butted her arm and Ben stomped his way onto her lap to see exactly what she was doing. He'd been asleep at the end of Kate's bed, but he'd obviously decided something interesting was happening. He was the world's nosiest cat. Do you think he'll mind moving? Maddie asked, watching Kate fill a big cardboard box with books and her ornaments, all carefully wrapped up. I don't know, Kate shrugged. The new house has got a big garden, but he likes it here, like me. She sighed miserably. I keep hoping Dad's going to come home and say it was all a mistake and he doesn't have to go and work in Yorkshire after all. But we're leaving tomorrow. It's getting a bit late for that. She sniffed and sat down next to Maddie and Ben on the bed. Maddie put an arm round her, and Ben bounced onto Kate's lap, standing up on his hind legs to wrap his front paws around her neck. It was his party trick. Kate always told people she had a cat who hugged, although he didn't do it to very many people. Mostly Kate, but he would do it to Maddie sometimes, especially if she'd given him a cat treat. He'd even done it to Maddie's dad once when he came to pick Maddie up and stopped for a cup of tea. Her dad had been taken by surprise, but Maddie had noticed that he always looked for Ben whenever he came to Kate's now, as though he was hoping that Ben might do it again. Maddie had been working on her mum and dad to let her get a cat of her own for ages. She was pretty sure that Ben had won her dad over that day. Now she just had to persuade her mum. Kate sniffed again. What if he doesn't like the new house, Maddie? He might even try and find his way back here. You read in the papers about cats who do that. Yorkshire's probably too far for him to try it, Maddie said. It was meant to be comforting, but it didn't work. She didn't want to think about how far away her friend was going to be, and she was going to have to start a new school, of course. Maddie couldn't imagine having to do that. Kate frowned. I hope there aren't too many other cats near the new house. Ben's the top cat round here. None of the other cats would put a paw in our garden. But the new garden might be another cat's territory already. Maddie looked down at Ben, now sitting comfortably on Kate's lap. He yawned and stretched, and then stared up at her with huge green eyes. He didn't look like he was worried. Even if the garden is another cat's territory, I don't think it will be for long, Maddie said, stroking him. Kate nodded, laughing. Maybe. He doesn't fight very often, but when he does, I think he just sits on the other cats and squashes them. She sighed. I suppose I'd better get on with packing. Mum says I should have had it finished yesterday. She pushed Ben gently off her knee, and he slunk away to hide among the boxes. Maddie went back to wrapping up the photo. She was going to miss Kate so much. She knew Kate would miss her too, but her friend was a bit like Ben, Maddie thought. She was so strong and bouncy and confident. She'd have a new gang of friends in no time, and she'd be showing off her famous hugging cat to them instead. Pass me that tape, Maddie, so I can seal this box up. Maddie handed her the parcel tape and wrapped another photo frame.